activists took to Exposition Park yesterday morning to confront and protest Dow Chemical's sponsorship of the Live Earth Run for Water, organized by the Vietnam Agent Orange Responsibility and Relief Campaign. The corporation was accused of greenwashing its reputation through the event, which was aimed at confronting the water crisis. As Dow Chemical was a chief manufacturer of the chemical weapon Agent Orange during the Vietnam War, activists called on the corporation to clean up remaining contamination in the Southeast Asian country and pay compensation to victims of the toxic chemical defoliant. Agent Orange has been linked to numerous health problems, including birth defects, breast cancer, and ovarian tumors. The United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of Dow Chemical last year when it dismissed appeals by American and Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange to pursue lawsuits. In response to that legal setback and to the International Tribunal in Support of Vietnamese Victims of Agent Orange in May 2009, a new delegation is currently touring the United States to support renewed grassroots and legislative efforts for justice. Joining me in studio this morning is Pham Thay Minh and Nguyen T. Hien. They are both survivors of Agent Orange. Tran Nhoc Bích is our translator. And Merle Ratner is the co-coordinator of the Vietnam Agent Orange Responsibility and Relief Campaign. Welcome to Uprising. Did I get everyone's names right? Yes. Okay. Let me begin by asking Pham Thay Minh to talk a little bit about why you're here today and what Americans need to know about Agent Orange.
I came here by the invitation by the Vietnam Agent Orange Relief and Responsibility Campaign to share experiences in looking after Agent Orange victims. This is first time because I came here. Yes, here. My name is Pham Thay Minh. I bear the scars of the terror war on my body. I am one of the millions of victims of Agent Orange. My parents were soldiers who fought to liberate Vietnam. They were suppressed with the toxic chemical Agent Orange by U.S. forces. Like many U.S. veterans, my father died of cancer from Agent Orange. Because the dioxin in Agent Orange causes genetic damage, my sister and I were born with disabilities and diseases. My legs are twisted and I suffer from severe internal illnesses of the liver and heart. But I am one of the lucky ones. Hundreds of thousands of children in Vietnam are born with such severe birth defects that they died young or live lives of agony. Many are born without limbs or eyes or mental consciousness. Agent Orange not only continues to sicken three generations of family, but it poisoned the land and water in areas of Vietnam where it was dumped. These hotspots cause damage to the environment, and they sicken people who eat the food. We come here on our journey for justice for victims of Agent Orange in Vietnam.
So you said that you and your sister were both born with disabilities because of the genetic damage that your parents suffered from Agent Orange, and you live every day with the pain of that disability. The Vietnam War has been over for a long time, and a lot of Americans don't really think about the lingering effects of that war. I want to bring into the conversation Nguyen T. Hien. I wrongly said that she was a survivor of Agent Orange. She's actually the president of the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange in Da Nang City in Vietnam. So let me ask you what the situation in Vietnam is around Agent Orange and its survivors. Is there an active movement of people who are trying to get justice here that we just don't hear about in the United States?
Xin hỏi bà Nguyễn Thị Hiền, bà có thể cho biết về cái tình hình về chất độc da cam tại Việt Nam được không ạ? Có những cái sự ủng hộ hay những sự phản đối nào của người dân mà tại Mỹ chúng tôi không được biết đến không ạ về xung quanh cái vấn đề chất độc da cam?
Tình hình việc nạn nhân chất độc da cam Việt Nam chúng tôi hiện có 4,8 triệu người bị phơi nhiễm và trong đó có 3 triệu là nạn nhân chất độc da cam, thì chúng tôi là vận động để ủng hộ cho nạn nhân chất độc da cam. Cái điều mà người dân chúng tôi rất là phẫn đó cái sự việc mà chính phủ Mỹ bắt cái vụ kiện của Vava Việt Nam chúng tôi khi trong tòa án tối cao của Mỹ. Đó là cái sự bất bình nhất và công lý chưa được đáp lại cho Việt Nam chúng tôi.
Well, there are 4.8 million people have been exposed to the Agent Orange in Vietnam, in which 3 million people are the Agent Orange victims. So we had a lawsuit following the case, and it has been rejected by the Supreme Court of the United States. That has made the public, the people of Vietnam, very disappointed.
And so this particular lawsuit, and I'd mentioned it, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in favor of Dow Chemical, what recourse is there now legally? Is there any legal recourse to victims of Agent Orange to actually get some kind of compensation, or is it now just in the realm of public pressure?
From the United States.
From the United States, okay.
Xin hỏi bà là cái trường hợp mà tòa án tối cao của Mỹ đã chối bỏ cái vụ kiện này thì là họ nghiêng về phía công ty hóa chất Dow hơn. Thế thì có ngoài ra thì chính phủ Mỹ có cái sự bồi thường nào không ạ?
Cái vấn đề mà Mỹ vẫn bác cái đưa đơn tòa án tức là bác bỏ cái đơn của kiện của Việt Nam thì bảo vệ cho cái 37 công ty hóa chất, trong đó là có công ty Dow. Thì vừa qua là công ty Dow đã tổ chức cái chạy bộ nó để nó sạch về môi trường, đó là điều đó là không hợp lý. Do đó là Việt Nam chúng tôi và đoàn chúng tôi cùng với cựu chiến binh Mỹ đã phản đối vấn đề đó. Ngày hôm qua đã tổ chức cái biểu tình về phản đối cái cuộc cái nước sạch của công ty Dow. Và về cái chính phủ Mỹ đã ủng hộ cho chúng tôi thì vừa qua chính phủ Mỹ ủng hộ cho chúng tôi 3 triệu đô. Để cho 2 triệu đô cho rửa sạch môi trường và 1 triệu đô cho chăm sóc sức khỏe cho nạn nhân. Nhưng số tiền đó thì đưa vào các tổ chức của phi chính phủ của Mỹ. Nếu chúng tôi ước tính ra 3 triệu đô, mà các bạn tính 3 triệu đô mà chia cho 3 triệu nạn nhân chất độc da cam, thì một nạn nhân chất độc da cam một số tiền chưa được một tô phở ở tại Việt Nam là 1 đô cho mỗi nạn nhân. Thế vậy, con số thì quá ít, không đảm bảo được cái đời sống của nạn nhân chất độc da cam chúng tôi. Và cái số tiền đó chúng tôi, nếu chính phủ Mỹ có ủng hộ thì đưa cho chính phủ Việt Nam để chính phủ Việt Nam triển khai qua để cho hỗ trợ cho nạn nhân chất độc da cam. Tránh cái việc tổ chức nhiều cái hậu thảo hậu nghị thì số tiền nó không đáng cho nạn nhân chất độc da cam Việt Nam chúng tôi.
Well, has been rejected by the in the lawsuit by the Supreme Court of the United States has greatly disappointed the people. And besides, yesterday Dow Chemical has organized an event running for the clean water, which we think that it is contradictory to what they had done in the past, meaning they has produced the chemical and that has been used to spray during the war in Vietnam and affected the and creating permanent damages to the people. Besides about the compensations from the government of the United States, they have provided us with $3 million, and $2 million will go to cleansing the environment, and $1 million will be used to support the Agent Orange victims. However, we just make a small division. Let's say the $3 million. US dollars will be used for 3 million Agent Orange victims in Vietnam, meaning one victim gets only one US dollars. And that is a very small sum of money, which might you may just get a bowl of beef noodle in Vietnam with that amount of money. And the other $1 million has been given to three different NGOs to use to manage the money, and they have used the money to organize conferences or seminars which have not sent directly to the victims and support them. So I think if there's any policies from the government of the United States to support these Agent Orange victims in Vietnam, they should send it directly to the government of Vietnam in order to directly support the victims over there.
I want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Nguyen Thi Hien. She's the president of the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange in Da Nang City, Vietnam. And the interpreter today is Tran Nguyen Bic. Also with us is Pham Thi Minh, who is a survivor of Agent Orange. With us in studio is also Merle Ratner. She's the co-coordinator of the Vietnam Agent Orange Responsibility and Relief Campaign. And Merle, I wanted to address you about the responsibility of Dow Chemical. I mean, the only other time we've talked about Dow Chemical on this program has been in relation to the victims of the Bhopal disaster in India. Although Dow Chemical wasn't directly responsible, it bought out the company Union Carbide that did the damage there. And Dow has, of course, refused to pay compensation in that case as well. Americans, what do Americans need to know about Dow Chemical? Because it's easy to dismiss victims of these chemicals that are so far away from here, from us here in the United States.
I think what people need to know about Dow is that Dow is one of the most irresponsible companies in the world. Not only did they make Agent Orange, they also made napalm, which is the chemical that stays on the skin and burns through the skin to the bone. They continue to pollute the planet today. They are responsible for Bhopal. Their plant in Midland, Michigan has polluted the water in the Tittawassee River Basin and the surrounding lands. They're just a horrendous, horrible company. The other thing I should say is when they made Agent Orange, the ingredient in Agent Orange that's so toxic is dioxin, which is one of the most dangerous chemicals known to science. The Agent Orange did not need to have dioxin in it to do the defoliation that was intended. They made dirty Agent Orange with higher levels of dioxin than was necessary because they wanted to rush their product to market to increase their profits because they were making multi-billion dollar profits. And they actually talked about it in a secret meeting that they had with the other companies, and they just went on making the most toxic Agent Orange they could make with total disregard to the health and welfare of the Vietnamese people and land, and also with total disregard to the U.S. Soldiers that were there that also got infected by this.
So there is a lot of sort of commonality that Americans can see between ourselves and people in Vietnam and also those in Bhopal. So there's it's interesting to see what Dow Chemical did yesterday, and I mentioned that as well as the Supreme Court ruling on Dow Chemical. I mean, after the Supreme Court ruling, Dow has been able to sort of greenwash itself and sponsored this Live Earth Run for Water. So I want to turn back to Pham Thi Minh. What is your main message to Americans today? If Dow has managed to prevail in court, then what needs to happen? I mean, will a public pressure campaign succeed where the courts failed? Maybe, Tran, you could interpret the question for Pham Thi Minh. What can people do here in the United States? How can public pressure succeed where the courts essentially failed to hold Dow Chemical responsible?
Những người dân Mỹ thì có thể hỗ trợ được cái cuộc đấu tranh vì công lý này như thế nào ạ? Khi mà đưa ra tòa và có những cái phán xử như thế.
I think we need many support and assistance from the American people who love the feet. They contribute support, okay, and
chúng tôi được biết sau người dân Mỹ mà ủng hộ cho nạn nhân chất độc da cam thì tôi là chủ tịch của hội nạn nhân chất độc da cam thành phố Đà Nẵng thì chúng tôi được đón tiếp nhiều cái đoàn từ sinh viên học sinh của Mỹ đến chăm sóc nạn nhân chất độc da cam và nhân dân Mỹ có nhiều người ủng hộ cho chúng tôi bằng tiếng nói, bằng những bài báo bài viết và bằng những cử chỉ hành động là đã nhiều lần nhiều đoàn đến thăm cho nạn nhân chất độc cho tôi da cam chúng tôi và chăm sóc nạn nhân chất độc da cam tại thành phố Đà Nẵng và cũng như tổ chức UNICEF, cựu chiến binh Mỹ đã ủng hộ cho chúng tôi rất đến để chăm sóc nạn nhân da cam tại thành phố Đà Nẵng chúng tôi.
As the president of Vietnam Association for Asia, for the Victims of Agent Orange in Da Nang City, Vietnam, I have observed throughout the years with my working experience in this field that the people around the world, especially from the United States, people have come to a given support. They come to see for themselves what is happening over there, and they seeing that reality makes them provide support to us and raising the public awareness on this very matter of the Agent Orange and the own relevant issues of Agent Orange.
And Merle Rattler, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I'd like to add to what Ming and Hien have said. We have a responsibility to continue from where the lawsuit left off. And we see the lawsuit as a success despite the fact that it was dismissed because it did raise international public awareness. And now we have the corporate campaign against Dow and Monsanto in solidarity with Bhopal and Michigan and every place to say that they won't be able to rest, that we'll be dogging them every single public step they make will be there. And then we're starting with legislation in Congress, because the U.S. government was the one responsible for dropping the Agent Orange, and working with veterans, Vietnamese Americans, other communities, we're starting a grassroots movement to pressure the Congress to enact legislation that will provide comprehensive social medical rehabilitation for the Vietnamese victims, help for the children of the U.S. veterans who get nothing, and for Vietnamese Americans who get nothing, and also clean up for the toxic hotspots in Vietnam. I just like to add one thing. The Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange is very much a mass organization. They have 300,000 members in every part of Vietnam in just a few years. So they're really a growing, you know, advocacy group, a service group, international solidarity group, and what they've done in just a few short years is really impressive.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention that the Agent Orange Justice Tour is having an event this tomorrow evening, Tuesday, April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Kiwa Education and Cultural Center, 3471 West 8th Street in L.A. Again, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. And my guests will be at that event, the Agent Orange Justice Tour, tomorrow at 6 p.m., Kiwa Educational and Cultural Center. And we'll post that information on our website later today at kpfk.org/uprising. Would you like to give out more information about where people can find out about this campaign, Mark?
Yes, thank you. We have a website for our campaign, www.vn-agentorange.org. www.vn-agentorange.org.
And we'll post that link to our site later today as well. And actually, Merle, very briefly, tell our listeners a little bit about what happened yesterday at the Live Earth Run for Water in terms of how Dow was confronted at this event that they sponsored that is supposed to be this, you know, important environmental event.
Well, we had 200 orange balloons. We had a really good group of folks from communities in Los Angeles and, of course, the delegation. So we had big signs, banners, chanting, and we directly confronted a Dow public relations officer who was too scared to meet the delegation and said he didn't want to go to Vietnam and basically said that he doesn't know, he just wants to protect Dow. And we got a great response from a lot of the runners. A lot of them gave us the thumbs up, the peace sign. They took the leaflets. And we think that, we were able to let Dow know directly. We gave them our statement and we said, look, you take this back to your CEO and tell him that the company will not have another minute of rest all over the world, because every single event that they have in any city and state and foreign country, we will be there.
I want to thank all of you very much for joining us today. Merle Rattner is the co-coordinator of the Vietnam Agent Orange Responsibility and Relief Campaign. Pham Thi Minh is a survivor of Agent Orange. Thanks so much for joining us. Nguyen Thi Hien is the president of the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange in Da Nang City, Vietnam. And Tran Nguyen Bich has been the interpreter. And again, the event that I mentioned is happening tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Kiwa Educational Cultural Center, 3471 West 8th Street in Los Angeles.